Week one is here, and with it comes the stress-inducing process of setting your lineups. On today's episode, I'm going to give you some tips on how to make that a little less miserable. My name is Evan Ronda. I'm the host of the Big Game Theory podcast, one of the many podcasts that are part of the IDP show feed. You can find me on Twitter at BGTEvan and on Instagram at Big Game Theory. Feel free to reach out and hit me up if you have questions about today's episode. All right, let's dive right in. First off, let's discuss the process. Football is a high variance game. It is extremely difficult to predict what will happen. You'll be wrong. A lot. Your goal when setting your lineup should be to give yourself the best chance to win that week. Your goal is not to be right. Last week, I brought up Nash equilibrium, the process of reaching the most favorable outcome regardless of how things outside of your control unfold. In fantasy football, we have two opponents that are outside of our control: the manager we are matched up against, and variance. In order to give yourself the best chance to win, you need to consider both of these opponents. First, let's discuss variance. Variance is the embodiment of unpredictability in football. It's everything that can happen that isn't what we expect. Even though we don't know what variations will occur, we can get a pretty good idea of what might occur. I discussed this on episode 2 of the podcast when I talked about range of outcomes. We should have some idea about what our players' range of outcomes are. When we set our lineup, we should be considering them. Here are some questions you can ask yourself to gauge what a player's range of outcomes are. What is my player's floor? Barring injury or an extreme outlier game, what is the lowest amount of points my player could score? And how likely is it that my player hits their floor? What is my player's ceiling? Without relying on an extreme outlier performance from my player, what is the most fantasy points I can expect them to score? And how likely is it that they hit their ceiling? And what might an average performance look like for my player? Is it closer to their floor or closer to their ceiling? And how confident am I that this is the average? Now that we have a general idea of our player's range of outcomes, we can use that to make decisions. We should know our player's floor, their ceiling, their expected score, and their risk, which is how confident we are that we know what to expect from them. Good fantasy managers can discern all of their players' range of outcomes in an instant and adjust them on the fly. Obviously, when setting your lineup, your first method should be to fill it with the players whose expected scores total the most points possible. From there, we can make adjustments. Before making adjustments, managers should figure out what their weekly goal is: a safe, high floor performance, a riskier, high ceiling performance, something balanced. We can determine that by looking at our opponent's starting roster. After you figure out what their players' range of outcomes are, you should have an idea of what you're up against. Most fantasy platforms will show you a projection, which should help a bit. Are you projected to win by a lot? Are you projected to lose by a lot? Is it a tight race? Figure out what position you're in. Your roster construction depends on this. Once you know, adjust your lineup in a few different ways. If you're projected or you expect to lose by a lot, then you should avoid starting players with a low ceiling and favor players with higher ceilings, even if they may be riskier or have lower floors. If you're projected to win by a lot, you should avoid riskier players with low floors and favor safer, higher floor options. It is important to note that most difficult deductions or decisions arise when you have a reliable, highly drafted player and a less reliable long shot that you think might have more upside. The start your studs argument is a good one, but here's the reason why. Your studs are studs because their success is more predictable. We are much less capable of predicting success with long shot players. Instead of inflating your ego and thinking that you have the ability to guess when a long shot will pan out, you should probably just try to find ways to win elsewhere on your roster. One of my favorite questions to ask myself when setting my lineup is, which player will cause me to have the biggest facepalm if they go off on my bench? That's probably the one you should start. Now that we know who we should be starting, we need to quickly discuss where we should be starting them. Game theory teaches us to consider every possible outcome and optimize our decisions to best account for them. That's why you should not put players that play in earlier games in your flex spot. Sure, maybe it feels weird having your second round pick wide receiver in your flex while you put some waiver wire flyer on your wide receiver spot. But since we already decided what our starting roster will be, this doesn't matter. Why should we avoid flexing players in earlier games? Because in the event that some unforeseen injury occurs to one of our starters in a later game, we have more options to sub them out. If your early game player is in a flex and they've already played, they're locked into your flex. So if your second round wide receiver pulls a hammy in practice on Friday, you can swap them out with anyone on your bench, not just another wide receiver. This is the easy part. Knowing what to do with the information once you have it. The harder part is gathering the best information and forming the best opinions with them. It is here that I have to hand you off to someone much smarter than me. Player projections are a tricky beast, and I'm honest enough to tell you that others are better at it. Find a resource, or ideally multiple resources, that you can trust and learn as much as you can from them. The more you know, the better you are able to form your range of outcomes. And once you form them, we're back to the start. Hopefully from here on out, you guys will have much less stress setting those lineups. Again, if you guys have any questions regarding today's episode, hit me up on Twitter at BGTEvan or on Instagram at BigGameTheory. That's all I have for you today. I will talk to you next week. But until then, peace out.